We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Just quickly here on this posting on Substack by the trans parent and teacher. The teacher is not trans, but expressing outrage by what's happening in the schools and with this person's own son. And this was rather shocking, too, to close the column out. They write, "I now know that a teacher messaged my son how proud she was of him coming out and living authentically. In her month of becoming acquainted, with my son and 125 others, did she know that he had never shown signs of gender nonconformity as a child? With her surface knowledge, did she realize what hormone therapy and gender affirmation surgery entails?" I got to tell you, if one of these teachers gets involved with my daughter and does something, or if I get wind of something like this, it's not going to be a good situation. There's likely handcuffs that would be involved for me, because some of these things, and if you're in the teaching profession, good Lord, your profession has been turned upside down in the last couple of years, and you need to take it back from these administrators and this nonsense. Because this person writes, "I've had to wrap my mind around the idea that my son sits each day in a classroom led by someone excited by the idea that he was taking steps toward this." And that's what some of these teachers are doing. And they should be booted out of the profession. Months later, this person writes, "Another teacher pulled my son into a storage room to probe for details on why he was now going by his birth name again. Just when you thought this couldn't get more outrageous. Why on earth did she believe this was acceptable? Did it really not occur to her that trans-identifying teens like others their age are also prone to act impulsively with little regard to consequences? Had she ever seen a teen try on an identity or belief and cast it back when it didn't fit? Or did she believe that she knew what was in the best interest of my child?" Look, I said this last summer, and I stand by it. And those of you who might be on the left need to realize this, that parents are going to win these issues, okay? Those of you who are progressives who think all this is fine, you're going to lose, and you're in the process of losing this, and it needs to be highlighted more often. The only problem with this particular column is nobody's going to hear it unless you listen to my show right now or you're on this newsletter. You're not going to hear it on CNN.
Nope.
You won't even hear it on Fox, probably. So this person says this: "Families are slowly waking up and smelling the coffee and realizing what is taking place in the schools. The anger of parents whose children have been introduced to the gender-bred person or the socially transitioned belief behind their backs in schools has been underestimated. Schools, a major source of affirmation, are fast becoming the next and maybe last battleground in the gender war." And this is real. Now I get to Bill Maher. All this ties in. Now, granted, he's using humor, but he's using it very appropriately.
"Broken down over time, the LGBT population of America seems to be roughly doubling every generation."
Yeah.
"According to a recent Gallup poll, less than 1% of Americans born before 1946, that's Joe Biden's generation, identify that way. 2.6% of boomers do. 4.2% of Gen X, 10.5% of millennials, and 20.8% of Gen Z, which means if we follow this trajectory, we will all be gay in 2054.
Yeah. Basically, by 2054, the planet won't even be here because, you know, climate change is going to erase that. But we're all going to be gay at that point.
"When things change this much, this fast, people are allowed to ask, what's up with that? All the babies are in the wrong bodies?
Yeah, right?
Was there a mix-up at the plant, like with Cap'n Crunch's Oops All Berries? It wasn't that long ago when adults asked a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? They meant, what profession?"
Now, again, Bill's using humor here. This is what he does, but he's using it effectively, but he's also asking some pretty serious, tough questions.
"In the wake of America about to lose abortion rights, the ACLU recently tweeted a list of those who would be disproportionately harmed by this. You would think women might top that list. No, wasn't even on the list. Second on the list was LGBT. Really? Abortion rights affects gay and trans people more than, you know, breeders, I'm happy for LGBT folks that we now live in an age where they can live their authentic lives openly. And we should always be mindful of respecting and protecting. But someone needs to say it. Not everything's about you.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, and I think, I don't know if he addresses this here. I've said this before, and this is real as well. And it's incumbent upon lesbian and gay people to be more forward with this. There's a big divide here between LGB and the rest of it. After the T, you start going, there are, especially with the generation gap, because there are older gay people who, you know, went through a lot of fights and couldn't even come out in the 1980s or 90s that are now looking at some of this stuff with kids in particular saying, you're out of your mind. This is crazy. And Bill Maher points out, we are literally experimenting on some of these kids.
We're literally experimenting on children. Maybe that's why Sweden and Finland have stopped giving puberty blockers to kids. Because we just don't know much about the long-term effects. Although common sense should tell you that when you reverse the course of raging hormones, there's going to be problems. We do know it hinders the development of bone density, which is kind of important if you like having a skeleton. Fertility and the ability to have an orgasm seem also to be affected. This isn't just a lifestyle decision. It's medical. Weighing trade-offs is not bigotry. Yet when a book questioning the sudden uptick in transitioning children was released, a trans lawyer with the ACLU named Chase Strangio tweeted, "Stopping the circulation of this book and these ideas is 100% a hill I will die on." How very civil liberties of him.
Yeah, well, Bill deserves a lot of credit here because he's going on a limb and he's going to be attacked in the same way that Chappelle was. But he's raising great questions. Here's something else. I love the fact that he's saying all this so then I don't have to say it and I can just act like he's saying it so then I don't have to have the hate email or something like that. But what about this question?
Dr. Erica Anderson is a prominent 71-year-old clinical psychologist who is herself transgender and who now says, I think it's gone too far. The LA Times summarizes, she's come to believe that some children identifying as trans are falling under the influence of their peers and social media. If you attend a small dinner party of typically very liberal upper-income Angelenos, it is not uncommon to hear parents who each have a trans kid having a conversation about that. What are the odds of that happening in Youngstown, Ohio? If this spike in trans children is all natural, why is it regional? Either Ohio is shaming them or California is creating them.
Yeah, so that's a great question. It is, and I've wondered the same thing, what's going on. But this is
it's more than just
on the coast, and it's spreading because of these chat rooms. Now, I'm not trying to make a direct connection with what happened with the piece of human debris in Buffalo, but let's face it, some of these things are happening with these kids at the same age, and they're confused, they're depressed, they're isolated, they're going into these chat rooms, and they're believing a lot of this nonsense, whether it's on the trans issue or on white supremacy or whatever you want to call it. It is a major crisis right now, and I give Bill Maher credit for addressing it the way that he did.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.